At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Brian Wilson joined today by Mary Walters. Thank you so much again for being here, Mary. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. I get to spend time with you. I can't think of anything better to do.
And is there any greater joy in life than that, really?
Getting up, you know, it was so, I could barely sleep last night. I was so excited.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Santa.
I felt the same way. Hey, listen, we're hoping to connect here in a few moments with Ambassador John Bolton. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on with all of this Russian stuff. I mean, while, you know, so many people during the holiday, the week between Christmas and New Year's, they sort of check out.
Yeah.
They're doing, you know, family stuff. They're focused on things other than what's in the news, perhaps a lot. And you may have missed it, but I mean, apparently the Obama administration really took a swipe at Russia and said, look, you tried to hack our election, which, of course, it wasn't a hacking of the election. If there was any hacking that took place, it was of a few accounts within the DNC. That's not the same thing as hacking an election. Nonetheless, we feel like you were trying to interfere in our election, so we're going to pull the credentials of all these key Russian players, and we really think they're spies, and they got to go back. And then Vladimir Putin, in response, he thought about, you know, doing the same thing to Americans in Moscow, but then decided, you know what, it's just a few more days before we get a new president anyway. I'm not even going to bother. And so that's been going on. I don't know what to think about that. I do think that there are some indications the Russians were involved in hacking the DNC. I reject that had any real impact on the election. And so I say, well, why then get all, you know, jazzed up?
Right.
Do you think that we in the United States are not doing everything we can to find out what's going on behind the scenes in Russia? Of course we are. That's what our intelligence communities do. By the way, on the line right now, he has joined us, Ambassador John Bolton, former UN ambassador. Good morning to you, Mr. Ambassador. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you. Happy New Year. And it wasn't my fault. It must have been the Russians.
Now, the Russians, they hacked your phone. Is that what it was? So you have called for Donald Trump to do several things. But let's talk about the Russian thing, first of all. You know, the president took this action. Was it the right action to take, or was it just an overreaction?
Well, I think Obama made a mistake, number one, in conflating both the issue of cyber meddling on the one hand and the harassment of our diplomats. I mean, let's be honest, our intelligence personnel in Moscow. And that helped confuse things when we expelled 35 Russians. And then Vladimir Putin, it was obviously Kabuki theater, said, I'm not going to retaliate. And it's really diverted attention from Russian cyber activities. I agree with those who say that, you know, it's been going on for 8 years that Obama has not paid attention to cyber warfare, not just from Russia, but from China, Iran, North Korea. We've not built up our doctrine or our capabilities. And what he did in this case is completely inadequate in any event. So it's going to take a new Republican Congress, and I think new Republican administration to, number one, get to the bottom of it, and number two, devise a strategy to prevent it from happening again.
And what about these ideas that Donald Trump appears to be too cozy with Russian leader Vladimir Putin?
Well, I'm not at all sure that Trump isn't playing psychological warfare against Putin. I mean, Putin obviously tried to take advantage of not expelling any American diplomats, and Trump treated something like smart move. You know, maybe they're both playing head games here. This is, after all, a man who wrote a book called The Art of the Deal, and maybe he's trying to sucker Putin like Putin's trying to sucker him. We'll see soon enough.
Ambassador Bolton, this is Mary Walter. Happy New Year. Glad you could join us.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Is there any proof? Maybe you could give me a definitive answer. I've been going back and forth with some friends on the left in this whole hacking thing. Do we have any definitive proof? Because they're saying, well, the FBI and the DHS came out with a report that Russia hacked the elections. Has anyone come out with proof of exactly what they did?
Well, I don't think it's public, and there are always difficulties when you have information you've acquired through clandestine means that when you make it public, you're exposing how you got it. You're exposing sources and methods. And I think that's going to be one thing that the Trump administration will have to wrestle with, what they make public in order to justify whatever position the new administration takes. I will just say this, and I was skeptical of the claims back in election season in September, October, when people saying it was the Russians trying to promote the Trump candidacy, that it might be a false flag. People who have actually seen the analysis and the intelligence tell me that they think it's pretty clear that it's the Russians. Now, look, none of us who aren't inside the classified circle can really have a definitive opinion. So I respect the people who are telling me that. I understand why many others worry about the politicization of intelligence during the 8 years of the Obama administration, and it has been a very real problem. So we do need these congressional committees, the two House and Senate intelligence committees looking into it. We are going to need the new administration to give us their take rather than the Obama administration's take, and then we'll have to go from there.
I'd like to also ask you about Israel and the vote that was taken, of course, on Christmas Eve on a Friday when they don't want bad news getting out, and they pulled this whole resolution against Israel. And there a report has come out that apparently the Palestinians are saying that they coordinated with the Obama administration on this, and that the Obama administration told them that this was going to come up for a vote. They were going to allow it to come up for a vote, and that they would abstain from this. Do you think is any truth to that?
That there had to have been full knowledge by the Obama administration on what was going on at an absolute minimum to be able to come to a judgment, which was obviously pre-cooked, that they were going to abstain on this resolution and therefore allow it to be adopted. I suppose now we're going to see quibbling over whether they led the drafting of the resolution or merely watched it go by. The effect is exactly the same. And I'll say this, it may have surprised a lot in the mainstream media when this thing went down right before Christmas, but the possibility of the Obama administration doing something like this in the Security Council, recognizing boundaries, which is in effect what this resolution did, recognizing a Palestinian state or a thousand variations on that theme, has been talked about for 2 years for the obvious reason that Obama wouldn't want to do anything that might jeopardize his successor's chances in the election or House and Senate Democrats in their election, and that he would wait if he didn't get satisfaction on the peace process. Wait until there were no more political consequences to suffer, i.e. after November the 8th last year and before the inauguration on January the 20th.
Right.
So this should not have been a surprise to anybody. And if people don't think there weren't discussions about what Obama might do between the State Department and
they don't really understand how it works.
They're dreaming.
All right. Yeah. Listen, Ambassador John Bolton, it is always a pleasure to have you. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year. Glad to be with you.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.